One of the things that in my own life, having come to realize, having heard the story of the birth of Christ, laid in a manger, and then later hearing the story of the cross and the resurrection, they were all great stories, but as I was growing up, I'm glad I had the opportunity to hear those stories when I was younger and knew a little bit about the Bible, but didn't really know that it had any meaning for me personally. Just this great story. But as we come to passages of Scripture, we see places like Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 that show us what was accomplished. There was something going on much deeper and much greater than just a baby being born somewhere. It says, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons." So the first thing we see here, that all of this happened in the fullness of time, at just the right moment in history, not a second before, not a second late, at just the right time, the fullness of time. Everything was ready to happen. And it happened. Jesus was born. But why? Well, we see that in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, which has the implications of His sending forth His Son. His Son's preexistent. He existed in heaven with the Father. He existed in the form of God, and yet He says He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but He humbled Himself, taking the form of a bondservant, a slave, and came and was willing to go to the cross. But we see He was born of a woman. Born in a supernatural way. Born in a way that marvels us as we think about what were all the things that were going on as the angel comes to Mary and then to Joseph and explains to them what is about to happen. And both of them submitting to the plan of the Lord for their lives. Born of a woman because He had to have flesh and blood. He had to be made like us, the writer of Hebrews says, in all things. But yet, He could not be born or conceived in a natural way because then He would have a sin nature. So, it was a supernatural birth through the Holy Spirit, bringing about this miraculous event through the person of Mary, this young bondservant of the Lord, born of a woman, born under the law. He had to be born under the law. He had to enter into our existence. He had to take upon Himself flesh and blood, and He had to go through all the things that you and I go through. He had to meet all the requirements that you and I are required to go through, and He had to do it perfectly, the very thing that you and I cannot do. He was born under the law, so that He could meet the requirements of the law, the very thing that you and I cannot do. We all stand as sinners and we are condemned before a holy and righteous God because of our sin and our inability to meet that standard. But Jesus was born under the law for the very purpose that He might redeem those who are under the law. Redemption. That is the purpose of the manger. You see, we have to tie the cradle to the cross to have any kind of real lasting meaning to this great story. Jesus was born to live in perfect obedience to the law so that He might earn for us a righteousness which we do not have. And then He went to the cross as the perfect sinless sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins. And because He was the infinitely glorious Son of God, He could offer the kind of sacrifice that would satisfy God's demands for justice. So that God could be both just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. See, God can't just declare us to be just or righteous before Him without His requirements, His demand for righteousness having been met. But Jesus did that for us. He met those requirements. He perfectly obeyed the law of God. And then again, as I said before, He gave Himself to die on the cross that He might redeem us, that He might pay the price to free us who were in slavery all of our lives. The writer of Hebrews says we were in slavery to the fear of death because death always would have the final word if it wouldn't be for our Savior. That's why it's so unique and so amazing that Paul, in this great resurrection chapter, can say, "Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." See, the victory comes through our Lord Jesus Christ because Jesus fulfilled the law and then He paid the penalty for our sins so that we might receive adoption as sons. So that we might now know what it means by faith in Him because of what He did, His perfect obedience and His sacrifice on the cross, that we might know by faith, trusting in Him, what it means to be sons of God, children of God, adopted. By where now we can cry out, "Abba, Father," where once we were alienated from Him, separated from Him because of the separation of our sins. Now, through reconciliation, through Christ, we can cry out, "Abba, Father." And we now receive by faith not only eternal life, but all of the benefits and the privileges of a natural-born son. And that's the good news, is the benefit. All that He did, He was born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. All of that comes by faith, by trusting in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He humbled Himself, and the work of the Lord Jesus, His perfect obedience, and His sacrificial death, and His resurrection, we might receive adoption as sons. That's what we celebrate. That is the good news of great joy that shall be for all the people, as we read in the story, because of the great salvation that was provided through Jesus Christ. Are you trusting in Him? Is this just a story that you know the story, you've heard the story over and over, or has this story become a part of your life? Have you entered into that story by faith, trusting in Him, are now connected to this great redemption that God has provided through His Son? It comes by faith, not by trusting in yourself, not by anything you can do, but simply acknowledging your sinfulness and putting your trust in Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank You again for Your grace. Thank You for this good news that we do, in fact, for those of us who have received this gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, by grace, through faith, Lord, we rejoice because we know that we don't deserve it. We know that we can't earn it. But yet, Lord, You have provided such a great salvation. And so, Lord, we embrace this message by faith, and we rejoice in all of Your goodness to us in Christ. Thank You for Your love and mercy that sought us even when we were rebelling against You. When we were not seeking You, You sought us, and we thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen.